السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people at the end of the gathering. They will be told, قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. May Allah make us from the people at the end of the gathering, they will be told, get up, all your sins are forgiven and all your evil deeds have been switched into good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So we continue inshaAllah ta'ala with the Ahadith al-Qudsiyya, and we define that the Hadith al-Qudsi are words by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the meaning is by Allah Azza wa Jal. And we have today a hadith that is very famous. It's in Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's narrated on Abi Huraira, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah ta'ala. As usual, I will read in Arabic first, and then we will translate and explain inshaAllah ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala, qasamtu salata bayni wa bayna abdi nisfayn, wa li abdi ma sa'al. إذا قال العبد فإذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله تعالى حمدني عبدي وإذا قال الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى أثنى علي عبدي وإذا قال مالك يوم الدين قال مجدني عبدي فإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل فإذا قال اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. So ya akhwan, like I said, we have an extremely important hadith, because in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what's taking place when me and you and every single Muslim recite the Fatiha. It is literally the only surah in the Quran that Allah actually answers you back. There's no dalil about any other surah, no Ikhlas, no Nasr, no Baqarah, no surah whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah answers you back except Surah Al-Fatiha. With this hadith that is 100% authentic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering after every single ayah. So, translation. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, I've heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I have divided prayer between myself and my servant into two halves, and my servant shall have what he asked for. When my servant say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer, Hamadani Abdi, my Abd has praised me. And when me and you say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer and say, my abd have extolled me. And when we say, Maliki yawm al-deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, Majjadani abdi, my abd, my servant has glorified me. And when we say, Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, this is between me and my abd. And to my abd, he will get whatever he asks for. And similar answer from Allah when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is between me and my abd, and my abd will get whatever he asks for. Now when you hear, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي. Yeah. I missed it. Did I? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah says, my servant have extolled me. Right? No, الرحمن الرحيم. Master of the... hold on one second. Now you get me thinking. قَالَ هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. Same as اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط... I differentiated. Okay. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is for my slave and to my slave whatever he asked for. And then from اهدنا الصراط المستقيم all the way to the end, same answer. Now, when you hear that this actual conversation is taking place between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, my beloved brother, my beloved sister, how can I rush in the Fatiha? How can I read the Fatiha? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka na'budu, Iyyaka nasta'in, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wallahi, I want, please, after today, after you heard this today, I want, bi'ithnillah, not I want, we beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make all our salat change, inshaAllah ta'ala, improve. Because, yani, if I'm talking to a human being, I'm talking to someone I respect, I will wait a little bit till they answer me. Right? How about Allah? This is confirmed from the most truthful that Allah said, I answer my abd after every single ayah. Like one of our shuyukh, Ibn Jibreen, rahimahullah, he passed away recently. He said, why don't you, ya akhi, pause and enjoy the response from Allah Azza wa Jal? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hamadani abdi. Allahu Akbar. Allah is talking to me. I am the poor, the sinner, slave. Allah is talking to me. And why am I rushing? Where am I going? Let me enjoy this. This could be my last salat. Ya akhwan, you see, the salat is the main pillar of the deen. After the shahada, this is, like I mentioned before, this is the only pillar that does not drop. Hajj, if you are poor or you are sick, you don't have to go perform Hajj, right? If you are sick, you don't have to fast. If you are poor, you don't have to give zakat. But if you are poor, sick, traveling, whatever, you will never have to miss salat. You have to pray. You must pray. So the salat is the main pillar of our deen. It's on a daily basis. We repeat the surah minimum. If you don't pray the nawafil, you repeat it 17 times a day. You have a conversation with Malik al-Muluk. Now you want an appointment with any Malik, with any king of this dunya, with any president, with any mayor. You need days and days and days. If you are lucky to see him. Here, Allahu Akbar. And the meeting starts with Malik al-Muluk, with the king of kings, subhanallah. So let's enjoy the Fatiha when we are reciting it. This is according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Abi Sa'd bin al-Mu'alla, he told him, لَأَعَلِّمَنَّكَ سُورَةً هِيَ أَعْظَمِ السُّورَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ قَبْلَ أَن تَخْرُجْ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. He told the Sahabi, I'm going to teach you a surah. It is the best surah in the Quran. I'm going to teach it to you today before you leave the masjid. It looks like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot. But can you imagine how did the Sahabi feel when he was so excited? Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to teach me the best surah. So when فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَخْرُجْ, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to leave, the Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, you said you're going to teach me the best surah in the Quran. وَهِيَ أَعْظَمْ surah, the best, greatest surah of the Quran. So نعم. الحمد لله رب العالمين هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته. It is officially the best surah of the Quran. The best surah of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. I am reciting the best surah of the Quran 17 times a day. Subhanallah. Wallahi, you know, if we really understand the Fatiha, wallahi, all our life will completely change. Completely change. Completely improve. Just the Fatiha. Imagine this whole Quran is all the words of Allah. And officially by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one whom the Quran is revealed to, is telling us the best of the best. The best surah ever. Like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, all the books revealed are summarized in the Quran. All the books revealed by Allah. And the whole Quran is summarized in the Fatiha. And the Fatiha is summarized in Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Imagine, the whole deen is in Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. This is the whole deen. Ya Allah, we want to worship you, all these things that you ordered us to do, and also stay away from what you have prohibited, and I need your help to do that. Otherwise, I won't be able to do it. The whole deen is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Allahu Akbar. And we repeat it 17 times a day. And when we did We'll do it again because of the reason, because of the topic. You know, when we did the timing, remember, Mahbub, when we did the timing, how do we recite the Fatiha and how we're supposed to recite the Fatiha, we found out that the difference between a good, beautiful Fatiha and a quick Fatiha is nothing. Let's do it quickly, okay? I'm going to recite it first the way many of us recite. And I know that you love me and I love you too, so don't be upset. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين 12 seconds right and I was very fair I think right I think there are some people a little bit faster than this right okay الحمد لله طيب let's check the one that is appropriate and see the difference and see if it's worth it because I'm a busy man right okay الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين 30 seconds So يا حبيبي 18 seconds You don't have You don't have 18 seconds Is there a difference between the first and the second? Is there a difference in the recitation? شو شيخ Is there a difference? Big difference right? Which one is better? Are you thinking? The second one, right? It's much better. And it's only 18 seconds difference. 18 seconds. يعني in two rak'ah, you're talking about 36 seconds. Half a minute. Half a minute. It will change everything in the salat. Please, ya akhwan, please, for the sake of Allah. For the sake of, you know, remember the hadith? The man who walked in? Allahu Akbar. He prayed. He came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum salam. Assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Ya Rasulullah, that's all I know. So Ya Rasulullah, teach me. Imagine, he told him, go back and pray because you did not pray. You did not pray. I don't know, these things that you just have, you did, I don't know what they are. I have no clue what this This is not salat. He did not say, you were a little bit fast in your salat, go repeat it. You know what, I think you needed a little bit longer khushu', sujood or ruku'. No, go back and pray. You did not pray. How many of us, ya akhwan, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa would have seen them, would tell them, go back and pray because you did not pray. So the man said, ya Rasulullah, teach me. So don't be shy. Oh, I'm 55, I'm 62, I'm 73. How can I ask how to pray? No. There's no shame in ilm, in knowledge. No matter how old you are, we are all students, ya akhwan. No matter how big is the beard or how many titles is behind somebody's name, he is still a student of knowledge when it comes to this ocean of ilm that we have. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his most beautiful, eloquent, merciful speech, you know, stand up until you are at peace. وَارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا Make ruku' until you are at peace in your ruku'. And then make sujood until you are at peace in your sujood. Ya akhwan, this position, those two positions are the fastest. When we make ruku', boom! Immediately we come back up. And the sujood. Between the two sajda, there's no rest between the two sajda. Immediately, we go right away. Slow down your salat. Wallahi, enjoy your salat. Enjoy it, ya akhi. Enjoy it. This is the first thing we will be questioned about on the day of judgment. The first thing. If it's good, everything will follow. If it's bad, everything will follow. So this is a serious matter. And always on your, when it comes to your children, in the age of 7 to 12, 13, 14, concentrate, make your all your concentration is on the salat. Even sometimes they, you know, they do this and they do that and they listen to this and concentrate. You could talk about the other stuff, but make this your main focus. Why? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If this child will perfect the salat, by itself naturally is going to prevent them from the rest of the stuff. But let him concentrate on the salat. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Order your family to pray. Command them to pray. And be very patient. Very patient. We do not ask you for their rizq. We will provide for them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that the main reason why don't we spend time with our children and teach them the salat is we are busy. Allah is saying, don't worry. Spend time teaching him the salat. I'll take care of your rizq. But our iman is so weak. Allah is telling me in Surah Taha, I'll take care of the rizq. You just teach them the salat and be patient. The salat, ya akhwan. The last two words on our beloved Prophet's tongue. As-salatu as-salat. As-salatu as-salat. Asalla an-nas, did the people pray while he was on his deathbed? Did they pray? This is the most important thing in our life is the salat. So, and this is now the Fatiha. The Fatiha, like we said, the most important surah in the Quran, the best surah in the Quran, and the Fatiha has many names. Of course, number one is Al-Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, Ummul Quran, because it is, yani, it's called Ummul Kitab because it is the first surah, so it's it's the mother of everything that comes after it. Ummul Kitab, Ummul Quran, Al-Quran Al-Azim, all these are derived from ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Quran Al-Azim, As-Sab' Al-Mathani in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Shukr, Surah Al-Ruqya, Surah Al-Shifa, and Surah Al-Salat. It is called Surah Al-Salat because of this hadith. Allah said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي إِلَى نِصْفَيْنِ. And then he started talking about Surah Al-Fatiha. So the Salat, because it was not the Salat that was divided, it was the Fatiha that was divided the conversation. So the ulama said, in this hadith, As-Salat means Al-Fatiha. As-Salat means Al-Fatiha. Now, we all know that reciting the Fatiha when I am praying alone, according to all the ulama, it's a must. Right? When I'm praying alone, I have to recite the Fatiha. I'm praying my sunnah. I'm not going to say Allahu Akbar and stay quiet. No. But when it came to reciting the Fatiha behind the imam, the madhahib differed completely. The madhahib differed. فذهب المالكية والحنابلة أنه لا تجب القراءة على المأموم. They said it's not a واجب. الحنبلي and مالكي. They said it's not a واجب. If you want to recite it, الحمد لله. If you don't want to recite it, it's no big deal. But for the مأموم, the imam of course he has to. وذهب الحنفية, الحنفيز, أن المأموم لا يقرأ مطلقا خلف الإمام. لا في الجهرية ولا في السرية. Imam Abu Hanifa رحمه الله, he said that you don't have to read it at all. Not even in ظهر عصر, not even in مغرب عشاء and فجر, not even in loud salat or in quiet salat. This is the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa. وذهب الشافعية, exactly the opposite, إلى وجوب قراءة الفاتحة على المأموم في الصلاة مطلقا سرية أو جهرية. Imam الشافعي رحمه الله, he said whether it's the salat is سرية or whether the salat is jahriya, you have to read the Fatiha. So when do I read the Fatiha? If the salat is quiet, like Dhuhr and Asr, we know when to read it. But when the salat is jahr, like Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha, when do we read it? Now, they said, if the imam leaves some time after his ameen, read it then. Then the other ulama said, why would he leave a space for Ameen? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never left a space for Ameen, after Ameen. Yani, he did not leave a space for others to recite the Fatiha. So they said, because of the hadith, there's no salat without Fatiha. Then after the imam finish, recite your Fatiha and listen to the rest of the recitation after you finish your Fatiha. This is the Hanbali opinion of the recent scholars. Okay, and obviously the Shafi'i opinion that it must be recited. This is a very, very common question. Now, if it come, I'll tell you what I feel. I recite the Fatiha personally, in the Sirri Salat and in the Jahri Salat, in all of them. I feel like, personally again, if I stay quiet already while I'm reciting the Fatiha, I am already getting distracted. How about if I just, Allahu Akbar, and I stay like this? Can you imagine how many thoughts going to come to my mind? So Allah Ta'ala A'lam, we all respect completely all the opinions of our imams. But at the end of the day, you feel, what is the thing that will make you really concentrate on your salat and make it with more khushu'? And see, whatever that is, since they are all have support from our imams, see which one that is very strong and you really feel that it will help you achieve khushu', and bismillah, go with it. Now, let's go just quickly with the answer of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Hamadani Abdi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, imagine, He gives us everything that we have, and when we thank Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, My Abd is thanking me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My Abd is thanking me. Hamadani Abdi. So when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ya Akhwan, remember all these blessings that we are swimming in, we are immersed in, subhanAllah. So many blessings, so many countless blessings that we are living in. Remember that when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Enjoy your salat, Ya Akhi, especially when you are praying alone. Please, when you pray alone, just sit down and take your time and 5, 10, 15 minutes for your 2 rak'ah. Allahu Akbar. Enjoy it, Ya Akhi. Enjoy it. You know, how many times people, we see them dying in their sujood. May Allah take our soul during the salat, Ya Rabb. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The one I'm standing in front of, He is the most merciful. He is the all-merciful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And then when I say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Athna alayya abdi. My abd is praising me. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Man. Yawm al-Din, majjadani abdi, my abd is glorifying me. There's a conversation going on between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, majjadani abdi. And then, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Wallahi, I will never be able to talk without the permission of Allah. The words will not come out from my mouth without the permission of Allah. You will not be able to understand without the permission of Allah. You will not hear already, whether you're watching us or you're sitting here, without the permission of Allah. This is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to be here, listening and talking and comprehending and making the intention that we want to change. This is a ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And then Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said the best dua in the whole Quran, which is not obvious. If the Fatiha is the best surah, so the dua in it is the best dua ever. The best dua in the Quran is ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. So when you say it in a form of dua, we recite it all the time quickly without understanding. But this is the best dua, because if this dua is mustajab, you are done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already guided us to Islam. Then we are telling Him, Ya Allah, keep me on this deen. And Ya Allah, when you keep me on this deen, make me also sincere on that deen. So every single human being, no matter how high in iman or in ilm he or she is, he needs ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Everybody needs ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. But now, let's pause for a second and we will end with this, inshallah. We gave this example before. We have 1.7 billion Muslims. 1.6 billion Muslims, right? Let's say that 0.6 do not pray. Let's assume that 0.6 do not pray. So we are left with 1 billion people, right? That means minimum 17 billion times a day we are telling Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Right or wrong? 17 billion times a day. We are saying, the Muslims are saying, Ya Allah, guide us on the straight path. And we are in the state that we are in right now. So what's wrong with the formula? I am asking 17 billion times a day. The one I'm asking, ala kulli shay'in qadir, he could do whatever he wants, and we are in the state that we are in right now. So what's wrong with the formula? What's happening here? I'm asking, yani, like I gave the example, I want $20, and Nasim has $1 million, and he's very, very generous, and he's not giving me. Where is the problem? Where's the problem? What's the problem? The way you're asking. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين Give me $20. No matter how generous he is, he's not going to give me $20. 17 billion times a day. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. What kind of dua is this? Really, what kind of dua is this? So please, يا أخوان, say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم from the bottom of your heart like you really mean it. You really are drowning and you're extending your hand. Ya Allah, save me. Without your guidance, Ya Allah, يهدي من يشاء. وما كنا مهتدين لولا أن هدانا الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah Al-A'raf, وما كنا نهتدي لهذا لولا أن هدانا الله. We would have never been guided if Allah did not guide us. Ya Allah, so please me, Ya Allah, keep me guided till the last day. Till the last day, Ya Allah. ثبتني على هذا الدين. Keep me steadfast on this deen. So now, Ya Akhwan, you see this beautiful hadith of the conversation between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. So please, the next time you recite the Fatiha, start or try to live this hadith. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who are in their salat full of khushu'. May Allah fill our hearts with iman. May Allah fill our homes with love and mercy and tranquility. May Allah protect our children. May Allah protect our children from any harm. May Allah surround them with righteous company. May Allah surround them with righteous company. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And please come to Fajr tomorrow 6:45. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.